Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
I think that you, if you were here and covering the Panthers, Bryce Young would be better.
You know what? There are a lot of things that I have missed out on. Like, I worked in Virginia the year I left. They went and won the NCAA tournament. You know, you guys have been having success with the Final Fours before I got there. Then I get there. Nobody goes to a Final Four. Then I leave and people go to Final Fours. I've just had really bad luck. But I will say, I missed out on this Bryce Young, and I'm not too disappointed that I'm not there having to go into loser locker rooms, which is one thing I am good at, though, because Mark Armstrong always got the winning locker room.
Yeah, somebody always draws the short straw. The losing locker rooms, man, are tough. They are are tough. Look, I covered the Hurricanes for a long time, having to walk into the locker room, and every single night I was asking the same questions.
The same questions
of the same players. And boy, it gets old. Let me ask you this, because I know this weekend on Saturday, it's a sea of 7-6 teams, but that doesn't mean we don't have good teams. We have a bunch of teams. I think Denver's playing very, very well right now. And while I hate the fact that Sean Payton has turned them around, because I don't really like Sean Payton, but I mean, that is a very good team. I say that, but I don't want to talk about them. The Steelers have had some. They're working through some issues here. They fired Matt Canada, their offensive coordinator. Mike Tomlin is coming under fire from a lot of fans because they've lost their last two games that were obviously winnable. And now Ben Roethlisberger is saying that the coaching is poor and the Steelers' culture is gone. Is this normal operating procedure around the Steelers now?
I look at that schedule and all three of those games on NFL Network on Saturday. When they first were released, it was like, okay, you know, not great games. There is so much on the line for all those games. Let's start with the Steelers and Colts. This Steelers team, beginning of the season, was finding ways to win, right? And it doesn't matter how you find the ways to win. As long as you're winning in this league, like, you'll make it to the playoffs, right? But they have lost some terrible games to the Patriots and to the Cardinals. If they come out and lose this game, I have way more questions than answers. This is, for me, if I'm on the Steelers, you need to come out and prove that the past two games were a fluke and you really are a good team, and not, you know, those losses to two-win teams doesn't define you. I kind of feel that same way with this Broncos-Lions game, right? The Lions were all the talk at the beginning of the season. They've lost some interesting ones here. They lost on Thanksgiving. Then they barely beat the Saints, I believe was their next team, and then just lost to the Bears. Same kind of thing with them. Come out and win this game and prove, no, we actually are a good team. That last couple weeks was a fluke. But like you mentioned, it's crazy to talk about this Broncos team. When you look at the AFC West, and of course I cover that division, you know, with the Chargers being here in LA, the Broncos have a legitimate chance to win the division. That's insane. Right? Because at the beginning of the season, we were like, this Sean Payton situation was a bust. You know, Russell Wilson can only win in Seattle. Like, it's over. Now this Broncos team legit can win the division. Like, what's going on?
Real quick, Bridget Condon is joining us here from NFL Network. It ruined my joke because for however many weeks, based on Sean Payton saying, look, we know that he didn't say him, but that the Nathaniel Hackett did the worst coaching job in NFL history. So for weeks, as the Broncos were losing to the Jets, getting hung 70 on them by Miami, I kept saying, this is the worst coaching job in NFL history. And then they've gone, what, 6-1 in their last seven games. And I know it's crazy, but right now I have very little faith in most of the AFC. Maybe the Ravens are the best team, but Miami's defense isn't very good right now. I don't think Buffalo's going to make the playoffs. If they did, I would have a little bit more faith in them. I could see Denver getting all the way to the AFC Championship game.
I think that's...
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's a little... overexcitement from your part. Like, I mean, it's still Patrick Mahomes, you know? Like, I think people are maybe giving the Chiefs too much hate after what happened this weekend. They still have Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce. I do believe that they will bounce back and be okay. And I never want to, you know, if I'm a team, I don't want to play Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. But it is crazy when you talk about that Miami game, Broncos-Miami, it's crazy that that was the same season. You just brought that up, and I was like, whoa, I kind of forgot about that. But that's, I mean, goes to show how much Russell Wilson and Sean Payton have really hung in there. And that's hard to do, especially when the entire nation is talking crap about you.
I appreciate you telling me to pump the brakes, Bridget Condon. I'm sure you're right, by the way.
I mean, I might eat my words. If this happens, I'll come back and say sorry.
All right, that's fine. It'd just be an excuse to call you and have you on the radio.
There we go.
The thing about Denver is that they still have the bones of a good team. Last year was, an aberration. I just didn't think that they would get it back together, but they can run the ball. And they look like Russell is sort of getting back to be... He's never going to be what he was the first 6 or 7 years with Seattle. But I think they're getting back to being better. And Sean Payton, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach. Hall of Fame coaches tend to figure it out. And you're probably right about Andy Reid. Except I think that you would start at wide receiver right now if you wanted to.
I think they would... on his podcast saying stop with all this hate on our skill position players. They're great people. They're very talented. So I don't know.
They just can't line up on side or catch the ball. Other than that, how is the play, Mrs. Lincoln? We gave the Bengals up for dead when Joe Burrow went down. But
wow, I love this story.
It looks like Jake Browning isn't terrible.
Okay, so I covered that first game that he was the full-time starter against the Steelers. It was right after the Canada firing. The Bengals lost that game, and everybody was saying, you know, we're not going to win another game. Like, the Bengals aren't going to win another game with Jake Browning. I had this feeling, right, that he was going to be okay because this guy is a winner. He won his high school state championship game by like 60 points or something insane. He set all these records in college. He just hadn't had a shot. And a lot of people think, okay, you've been around the league 4 or 5 seasons. You haven't played. You must be bad. But he made a good point. He was on teams as an undrafted free agent. They're going to give the priority to the late round draft guys that they pick and let them, you know, be the backup in the preseason. But because he had that opportunity with Joe Burrow injured, he got a lot of time during preseason, and he is so smart. And players will tell you he learned this offense, this defense. Like, he was in DB meeting rooms, like helping out the defense. And I mean, I just think this team is going to be okay with him. If they find a way to sneak into the playoffs, it's going to be really interesting. One of my favorite stories from that week when I was covering that game, I'll let you in on a little secret. I was talking to some of his teammates, and they were like, this dude will do anything to get that much better. And they said this summer and spring, all he ate was ground beef, salt, and honey for every meal because,
what?
I don't know, I guess he was trying to lose some weight, and like that was the diet. And they were like, yeah, he would like come with his like microwavable container with ground beef, salt, and honey, and like microwave it and eat it. And like, they were like, yeah, it's kind of weird, whatever. But like, that's how dedicated this dude is.
That is very weird. If I'll try it. Especially right before the holidays, because my mother-in-law keeps making cinnamon rolls. I'm not even lying. I thought all this stuff was supposed to come after Christmas, not before Christmas. Don't do this to me. All right, I want to get to Tommy DeVito before we have to leave, maybe before his agent puts a hit out on me. I did not realize this until I did a little reading on him. He's basically from my hometown. And I guessed, I just guessed the other day about where he went to school. It was Don Bosco Prep, which is a parochial school in northern Jersey. It's sort of a suburb of New York and Newark at the same time. But this guy has just absolutely taken the world by storm without necessarily being all that great. But it's really one of these late season stories that the NFL is great at selling.
This season has been the year of the backup, and it's been so fun. From Joshua Dobbs to Jake Browning to Tommy DeVito, this is what we live for. These stories that, you know, we're not talking about the people that we're normally talking about. The video that's gone viral of his dad, Tommy DeVito Sr., kissing the agent, and then the agent turning the cheek and, like, kissing the father. I was watching that, like, wait, am I in the theaters? Am I watching, like, an actual movie made in Hollywood right now? Because that's what it feels like, just the whole Frank Sinatra, like, vibe, the way the agent is dressing. But the fact that this Giants team has won 3 straight games after starting just 2-8, is very impressive. I know we know Daniel Jones very well, a deep guy, but got to give it up for Tommy DeVito, like the spark that this team has now. And did you see the clip at when the game ended of Brian Daboll and him embracing and like the excitement and the happiness? You know, it's so fun. It'll be interesting to see what they do. They do have the toughest remaining strength of schedule in the NFC. So I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park, but I think everybody should just enjoy what's happening right now because this doesn't happen every season.
Hey, they win out. They make the playoffs. I don't think they're winning out. I think they'll lose both games to the Eagles, but they become a more difficult out for the Eagles, especially at MetLife Stadium because Philly's defense has kind of gone south. Final thing for Bridget Condon, NFL Network. And real quick, I mean, DeVito is perfect for the Giants. He's like everybody I grew up with rooting for the Giants. So I used to go to Sunday dinners. I was introduced to Sunday dinners at like 2 o'clock, and I didn't understand why we were having dinner when it was still 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays. But that's where I grew up. It's just amazing. He is, I mean, prototypical Giants fan slash quarterback, I guess. Is there a better team than the San Francisco 49ers?
Okay, wait, real quick, and you're going to kill me because you probably have to go to break. But just need to say we had his agent on Total Access Virtual Network, and they asked him, like, hey, you know, your first role should be, like, getting him out of the mother's house, right? Like, he's got to get on his own. And he was like, do you know an Italian family? Like, no, he's going to live with his mom the rest of his life, especially until he gets married. That was just so funny. Like, he really is the prototypical New York guy. Is there a better team than the 49ers? I will tell you, I'm actually covering on Christmas 49ers-Ravens. I think that's going to be the game of the year. I just watched the Ravens beat the Rams, and the way that they found ways to win, yes, they're not perfect, but I do believe in that team. The 49ers have looked great after there was a little period there during the season where we were like, is this the team? But they were dealing with some injuries. I think that game is going to be telling for, I think those are two of the best teams in the league right now, and I'll let you know after that game.
All right. I think that there's a big gap between the 49ers and the next best team. I mean, they haven't lost when they're whole. When Trent Williams is there, they haven't lost. When Trent Williams and Debo Samuel are on the field, they're undefeated. And I happen to like Brock Purdy a ton.
Do you think they're going to blow out the Ravens, or
no?
It's going to be a close game?
I'm not even guaranteeing that they'll win a playoff game. But because you can't guarantee anything like that in the NFL. Crazy.
Why do people bet on this stuff? I don't know.
Because it's hope trafficking. That's why it is. By the way, Tommy DeVito move out of his parents' house when he knows how to make sausage and peppers.
And cutlets, right?
Cutlets. get the cutlet recipe from mom. Bridget Condon, NFL Network. I appreciate your time. Good to talk to you.
Appreciate you guys.
We'll do it again soon.
All right. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.